Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I'm Joe Biden, the senator from Delaware, and I'm unsure if I approve this message. For God so loved me. You know the thing. He gave his only. Well, anyway. Let he who hath understanding count the number of the beast. For it is the number of a man, and his number is 600 million billion. 600, 60, 100. 60 billion. 100 million and 6. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was. Turn a nation to depression. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. End of quote. Repeat the line. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Believe me, I was there. I used to drive an 18-wheeler through the Garden of Eden. Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, your dog-faced pony soldiers. Ehud reached with his left hand, drew the sword from his right thigh, and plunged it into the king's belly. And then he said, listen, fat, so now go. I'm sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Mexico. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, then you ain't black. Make a little children come into me. Because when I got hairy legs, it turned blonde in the sun. Kids used to come up to reach out of the pool and lift my leg down so it was straight. And watch the hair come back up again. And now, from Times Square, it's that Kevin Show.
Somewhere in the bowels of the city that never sleeps.
Kevin McCullough, radio host with Salem Media.
Is a man also not sleeping.
Syndicated radio talk show host Kevin McCullough.
And that guy would like a word with you.
Many of you know him from his books for Damas.
Of course that Kevin show is going to be great. The only thing that could be greater, of course, would be that Donald show. But we don't have that, so we have that Kevin show.
Featuring the music of Dick Tunney and the Dream in Color Orchestra. He's a tough guy, but certainly no Hulk, J. Hogan Diddley. Debuting sketch comedy from the Babylon Bee, Inside Biden's Brain. She's an unsung hero, Helen Smallbone. And back for their fifth appearance in the New Music Spotlight, it's 14 and Country. And now, from Times Square, where his new food cart idea, the bacon stuffed falafel, was recently banned by Columbia University. Here's the
I don't think that that's even remotely true. I've never introduced any food cart items to Columbia University or anywhere else, so they've, I don't know. Why do you do that to me? You just say things that are patently... You're going to say, like, I'm the author of the Satanic Verses or something next. It's going to be... Then I'm going to have people wanting to encamp upon my studio space. It's crazy. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, welcome to Saturday. No, it's gotten pretty out of hand. Have you noticed? Columbia University spent this week explaining why... After these rabble-rousers came and encamped and screamed, you know, such wholesome messages as death to Jews and death to America, Columbia University showed the spinal fortitude of saying, okay, we're going to go virtual for the rest of the semester, only to be outdone by the University of Southern California, which yesterday said, okay, we're just going to cancel graduation altogether. What is wrong with these people? I don't know where you were raised, but I will tell you this. If I had even for a moment thought about responding to some sort of adult, any adult in my near existence when I was a kid, the way these kids speak to the faculty, the police officers, the elected leaders that are overseeing these situations, if I had even thought about speaking to them in this way, I would have been picking my teeth up from off the floor across the room. I'm being somewhat facetious here. My parents were not parents of violence. But there was no question in the back of my mind as to whether or not I had the right, as some sort of snot-nosed, lily nothing, know-nothing, from the middle of nowhere, I had no right to burn things down or throw bottles at police or to threaten to kill people based on their religion or their race. I do not know what happened to the tough guys in America and the men who are going to stand up for what is right. But I'll tell you one thing. I wish we had another Ronaldus Maximus. Take a look at how Ronald Reagan handled these types.
I told you for days in advance that if the university sought to go ahead with that construction, they were going to physically destroy the university.
Why did you negotiate many times?
Negotiate? What is to negotiate? What is?
The university is a public institution.
That's right. But the university,
its own community, and for the community of Berkeley that live around it.
All of it began the first time some of you who know better and are old enough to know better let young people think that they had the right to choose the laws they would obey as long as they were doing it in the name of social protest.
I'm sick and tired of the argument about whether some effort to enforce law and order is going to escalate anything at all. Plain truth of the matter is this has to stop, and it has to stop like the day before yesterday.
I would like to propose that the issue is that on the campuses, you, who are adults, you who are entrusted with those young people and their guidance, have a responsibility to make it plain to them from the very beginning that you yourselves do not tolerate the kind of conduct that has led to the burning of Wheeler Hall, that has led to two murders on the campus of UCLA.
You created an atmosphere on campus where no one wants to listen. No,
you are a liar.
I have read and I have been questioned since I've been here about certain demonstrations against my coming. And I would like to say just one thing, and to those who demonstrate so. I wonder if they have ever asked themselves that if they should have the kind of government they apparently seek, no one would ever be able to do what they're doing again.
Anything, and I have a feeling that if you check closely on some of the more militant of those leaders who are advocating violence, you will find that if you settle whatever issue it is that has them worked up today, they'll be back tomorrow morning with another issue. But I think the time has come for them to make a choice and to decide whether they want to continue to even tolerate these false prophets in their midst who are, if anything, destroying their own community.
I don't think that taking to the streets and rioting and disorder has ever solved anything or ever will.
Those who would trade our freedom for the soup kitchen of the welfare state have told us they have a utopian solution, a peace without victory. They call their policy accommodation. And they say if we'll only avoid any direct confrontation with the enemy, he'll forget his evil ways and learn to love us. All who oppose them are indicted as warmongers. They say we offer simple answers to complex problems. But perhaps there is a simple answer. Not an easy answer, but simple. If you and I have the courage to tell our elected officials that we want our national policy based on what we know in our hearts is morally right, we cannot buy our security, our freedom from the threat of the bomb, by committing an immorality so great as saying to a billion human beings now enslaved behind the Iron Curtain, give up your dreams of freedom. Because to save our own skins, we're willing to make a deal with your slave masters.
Recently, in some places in the nation, there's been a disturbing reoccurrence of bigotry and violence. If I may, from the platform of this organization, known for its tolerance, I would like to address a few remarks to those groups who still adhere to senseless racism and religious prejudice. To those individuals who persist in such hateful behavior, if I were speaking to them instead of to you, I would say to them, you are the ones who are out of step with our society. You are the ones who willfully violate the meaning of the dream that is America. And this country, because of what it stands for, will not stand for your conduct.
There are cities in Michigan. Oh, shut up.
We don't have that kind of willpower anymore. And it is bankrupting our country. We need to have, you know, we have a leader who can't read his teleprompter without reading the instructions. Four more years. Let's pause. This is where we're supposed to start cheering. Friends, clarity is a gift to life. To know what is right, to know what is wrong, to know it firmly, and to be able to act upon it actually helps everybody. So enough of the nonsense. Good for Texas, good for Florida. Put the kids in jail that break the laws and send everybody else home. Kevin McCullough, coming right back from New York. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
From New York, it's that Kevin Show.
See, I knew it.
Come on, Kev. What's a few classified documents between friends?
I told you all the time. I knew it. I knew he had some, too.
Here he is. That Kevin. Kevin McCullough.
And we're back. Kevin McCullough from Times Square. Literally delighted to have you here. Thank you for being here. My next guest is someone who knows the ins and outs of presidential campaigns and politics and briefing rooms and press rooms, because he spent his entire career in all of those. He's been a key press aide to several of my favorite people on planet Earth, not to mention two of the past most successful governors for the state of Arkansas. But here he is talking about America First, back with Fat Kevin. It's J. Hogan Hibbley. Hello, Hogan.
Hidley's fine. Whatever. It all
you know
works.
You know what I always think? Your name gives me a very positive association with my childhood, and that is because Hogan's Heroes was such a wonderful show in my family's life when I was really little, and I always think of positive things when I hear the word Hogan. So
I keep trying to make Hulk Hogan stick, but it just seems, for whatever reason, it goes back to Hogan's Heroes instead. I really want to take that route, but, you know.
Yeah, no, I understand. Well, either way, friendly for the family and a patriotic American theme, sure. In both cases. Hey, one of the things you've been really talking about since the 2020 election, like basically the night of the election, is the need to improve voter integrity and election integrity issues across the board. I want to kind of unpack some things, because I'm asked regularly, Hogan, Kevin, you're a soothsayer, you make these maps, you see things, and I think that if we had strong voter confidence and election integrity in place in 2020, I think my map would have, I don't think I would have missed on that map, and I had not missed in a few election cycles, so I was, my confidence was very shaken. But one of the things I'm looking at are where the integrity issues have been addressed and the types of changes being made, and are they enough for the voters to feel like this is going to be a closer to fair election than what we had in the 2020 cycle. And I'd like to peel down some of the specific states in a second. But overall, what is your feeling about where we are headed in terms of the integrity election?
Well, we are a lot better off now than we were in 2020, and we're better off now than we were in 2022. We still got a long ways to go in a lot of these states, because you're always going to have the Californias of the world and the New Yorks where it's like Thunderdome. Anything goes. You just show up to vote. You don't need an ID to prove you are who you say you are. You can turn them in for weeks at a time. No one cares. So those kind of states are going to be problematic for a long time. But one of the things we've kind of done at America First Policy Institute is really go to work with the state legislatures, because you know that the Constitution says it's up to the state legislatures to decide the time, place, and manner of elections. And what we saw in 2020 was kind of a uniform effort from rogue governors and secretaries of state, attorneys general, just to election boards, just to either change laws days before the election or ignore written law. Pennsylvania is a great example of that. I mean, almost 3 million ballots came in via mail. Not a single one of those was signature matched. Now, that's a violation of state law. That doesn't mean 3 million Democrats got together and said, watch this, we're going to kind of flip the election here. But what it does mean is it allows for a lot of shady stuff to go on when you don't follow the laws that are in place that are designed to protect legal votes and legal voters. And so we've worked to pass around laws, some form of election integrity, whether it be some more restrictions on mass mail-in or drop boxes or voter ID requirements or ballots being returned to election officials by election day. We've done that in about 35 states, so we've seen a real increase in some of that activity. But even more so than that, I think moving into 2024, what you're going to see, people are now paying attention to this when they weren't before. You heard complaints after the election from the right and the left. People on the Democrat side were furious with elections. Every time they lose, people on the right, same way. But now we see more people paying attention. So we have people being trained to be poll watchers and poll workers, so they're in the room seeing what's going on, it's going to be a big help.
Now, let me pause that train of thought for a second, because now with Laura Trump assuming the co-chair at the RNC, and she was on my show just a few weeks ago, and one of the things she said blatantly was, we don't like ballot harvesting, but where it's legal, the Republicans are going to become better at it than Democrats. Is that consistent with the efforts of what you're talking about?
Yeah, I mean, listen, we don't like those rules, but think of it like this. If I told you in football, for example, American football, you can score points running the ball, throwing the ball, and kicking the ball. It would be like Republicans saying, okay, fine, but I don't think it's really moral to run the ball or throw the ball, so we're just going to score kicking the ball. That's fine, but you're going to lose a lot of football games. The same thing applies here. If that's the law, you have to do it better than the other side. And I'll point you back to Facebook. Barack Obama in 2012, what he did with Facebook, remember all the praise? No one has ever done anything like this on Facebook. Watch him. Look what he did. And then 16 rolls around and Trump outperforms Hillary on Facebook. And what is the Democrat response? We should probably ban Facebook from getting involved in elections. Same thing applies here. If we out-ballot harvest, I guarantee you they will want to change those laws, and that's something we're looking for them to do because it really does open the door for a lot of fraud.
Well, and the idea is Republicans have to be kind of savvy enough to understand that if you're in a state where ballot harvesting is being done, then bank your vote. Get it in. Make sure it counts. Make sure you get all your friends to vote. Get everyone you know to vote and get them to vote within the period as set up by the law. But in those states where it's not, show up. Get all your friends on election day. Go there on that day. Do the same thing. But in either case, we need to be playing with the full force. I've kind of likened it to the designated hitter in Major League Baseball. Why would you let your pitcher take an at bat if you could put a 300 average hitter in that same batting lineup? We don't want to do that. We want to win by the rules of the game. Let's drill down now on some of the specifics. Now, I've seen a lot of polls in the last few days, Hogan, that Trump's leading in all of the swing states. The one that he's not leading in, he's tied. This is a difference in public polling from where they were at this time in the 2020 cycle. Biden was ahead only by a percent or two, but in most of those states. Those seven swing states, seven, eight, nine swing states, those are the ones that we know already in advance are going to come down to a late night total, you know, something's going to happen. Someone set off a fire alarm in an election counting processing plant somewhere, you know, wherever it is. What are we doing in those seven, eight, nine states specifically, and what's kind of the report card from where we were in 2020?
Well, a lot. And I mentioned before, I work with Kim Blackwell, who's, you know, former elected official there in Ohio. Great guy. Knows a lot about this. He's been doing this for decades. Goes all over the world helping countries fix their elections. So he knows a lot about it. He and I have been working in a lot of these states to pass those good laws. But I think one of the most important things I mentioned off the top, we always joke that if you're not at the table, you're on the menu. And so make sure people are there in the rooms watching this. They know what to look for, who to report to should something happen. And when that first level, someone kind of throws up their hands and says, I don't do that, whatever, we have a backup for them to go to as well. So it's poll watcher and poll worker training sessions. We just had one with over 100 people in Wisconsin. And also, it's not just you know, little old ladies or little old men. It's a lot of concerned citizens, you know, my age,
all ages now,
younger, and military people who say, no, I want to be in there too to watch what's going on. That to me is really encouraging because it's that hand-to-hand combat, that local involvement is going to fix it.
He's Hogan Gidley. I'm Kevin McCullough. We're coming right back from Times Square. Stay with us.
Stick around for more of That Kevin. Next. With Kevin McCullough.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. In the past 2 weeks, hundreds of people across the U.S. have been arrested for protesting the Gaza war. Anti-Israel demonstrations have emerged nationwide since the NYPD arrested over 100 demonstrators at Columbia University on April 18th. According to the New York Times, protesting students have been setting up tents at campuses across the country, resulting in over 400 protesters being arrested for refusing to disperse. President Biden expressed his willingness to debate Donald Trump before the November presidential election. Biden made this statement on Friday during an interview with radio host Howard Stern. Trump, who declined to participate in the Republican primary debates, has stated on social media that he is ready to debate Biden anytime, anywhere, any place. USA News, I'm Jen Gelber.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
And we're back. It is Kevin McCullough, thatkevinshow.com for all info, thatkevinstore.com for all merch. And love having Hogan Gidley back with us, even if I mispronounce his name from time to time, because he is so laser focused on what I think has been the most important issue for at least two election cycles. And you know where it paid off, Hogan, and we think of 22 as kind of a not successful campaign cycle. But on the local races where you had local involvement of mothers and fathers voting for school boards, they weren't able to fix those races. They weren't able to do anything funny about those. And we flipped 50 of the most hardened progressive school boards in the country, giving them control back to parents again. And so it can happen and it will work. And I believe that we've made a lot of progress. Recently, a couple of states, well, actually, Wisconsin's made a lot of news over the last 4 years because they basically had their entire COVID-19 protocol for the elections be put in front of the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court said, nope, none of this works. It's all unconstitutional. But even recently, there's been some additional news out of Wisconsin. What was it?
Well, there are two ballot referendums. What we saw, and they passed, and they were good for protecting legal votes and legal voters. I think one of the most fascinating things we've seen is while we do go through legislatures, and legislatures will pass good bills, Democrat governors just veto it, say, no, sorry. So what we've done is devised plans to go around that via the people and do ballot referendums. And there were two specific in Wisconsin. One was the banning of Zuckerbucks, which, as you know and your audience will remember, a lot of outside money coming in using private dollars to administer public elections, a big problem out there. And, of course, all that money went only into Democrat precincts, only into Democrat counties to drive up their vote, which has been well documented at this point. So the people rejected that, voted for us and for integrity. And the second one was basically making sure that people who administer elections are election officials, not volunteers from the outside. We saw some of this, not in Wisconsin, but in Virginia, where we would see a sign outside of a polling location that says, you know, seasonal guest workers inquire within. And we would go in and ask questions like, what does this mean? And they would say, oh, well, we're kind of understaffed, so we just let people here on visas vote, help with our elections and count all the votes. And we're like, well, that's illegal. And so in Wisconsin, we took some of the lessons we learned in other states and said, let's make sure we have those election officials doing the job because they can be held accountable. That also won as well. So two significant victories for election integrity there.
Well, the other thing, and you referred to it earlier in the last segment, but in Nevada and in Pennsylvania, signature verification was thrown out the window. They literally in Nevada went from it has to be on a scale of 1,000 to 1,000 by comparison. It could be normally in a normal election, they'd say, well, if it was 800 out of 1,000, it would count in terms of matching the signature. They literally lowered it to 0 out of 1,000. So you could have signed an X with a black line next to it, and it would have counted as a ballot signature. I don't know what the standards were in Pennsylvania, but I know that they were largely ignored. What are we seeing as it regards signature validation?
Well, again, Pennsylvania is one of those states, as I mentioned, that just ignored their own state law, which says you have to validate signatures. Georgia had a validation issue as well. You said they also lowered the standards quite a bit. And it's interesting because the rejection rates for those mail-in ballots were typically in the 30 percentile range. They dropped to like single digits in a lot of these states. So it was clear they were just letting ballots through. But Pennsylvania itself just had a big win on election integrity, too, with the Supreme Court there, made up by mostly Democrats, pointed to the fact that you really have to have the ballot dated properly or it's not going to count. You have to have it filled out properly. It's not going to count. Interestingly enough, some of those judges were appointed by Obama and Clinton and others. So there are, you know, there were Democrats who decided this. But what I really always, when I'm dealing with members of the media and people on the left, some of them are still my friends, I try to point out, why are you guys always trying to say you don't need a voter ID to vote? Why are you trying to say you can cast ballots for 45 days? Why are you trying to say signature verifications don't matter or that ballots can come in after election day and still be counted? Why are you always trying to lower the standard for safety and security in our elections? They don't have an answer for that. They point to voter suppression as the issue. But remember, you talked about Georgia earlier. It was a big law that was passed there when the left went crazy and said it was Jim Crow 2.0 and all these racists in Georgia are doing this. They moved the All-Star game out of Georgia that hurt black businesses, by the way, and sent it to Colorado, you know, more white, obviously, than Georgia is. And what happened in that election? It skyrocketed participation rates in the black community. It went up like 200%, over 100% in the white community because people stood back and went, wait a minute. I feel like I have a say-so that's going to count now because I have greater protections on my sacred voice and my sacred vote. That's what happens because of this. It's not suppression. People then want to participate in a process where they think their ballot matters.
It actually counts for something, which is what it should, but only legal ones should count.
Stick around for more of That Kevin. Next, That Kevin Show with Kevin McCullough.
radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, next hour coming up, the mother of these two young men, Joel and Luke Smallbone. Their older sister you may know as Rebecca St. James, but their family's story is the subject of the new movie Unsung Hero. And here they are with the title track on That Kevin Show.
Once upon a time, you were 25. Walking up the aisle, you made the promise of love. Blinked twice and you were 29, singing lullabies. And I looked up at you for the first time.
Once again, thank you, Lonnie Perkins. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your weekend. Whether you're hearing us on radio or seeing us on television or streaming us on the web somewhere, we have come to that part of the program, my friends, where we are going to have a mugging of New York City-sized proportion. And it is to be of note that I'm holding up these beautiful That Kevin Show mugs in front of the skyline of New York. So it's a literal New York of, or mugging of New York-sized city proportions. Anyway, we have so much fun, and yet to come on tonight's show, we've still got an enormous show for you. If you're a regular listener to my daily radio show,
You know, for the past couple of weeks, you've been hearing advertisements for this new movie, Unsung Hero. We played you the trailer last week. It's the true life story of the lives of the music artists Rebecca St. James and Four King and Country, two very, very successful and very independent acts. But they all came from the same family. And Helen Smallbone, the mother of Joel and Luke Smallbone, who make up the Four King and Country duo, and the mother of Rebecca St. James. I'm sure she's a Smallbone somehow. I don't know. But her public persona is Rebecca St. James. Anyway, the mom is going to be with us tonight and tell us kind of the backstory of where this movie came from and what the life was like. But if you know anything about them, they came from Australia, came to America under very difficult circumstances, and kind of went through like a trial by fire before they actually, you know, hit it big. The movie's opening this weekend. It's supposed to be doing phenomenally, and we will check in with the Smallbones. And then Four King and Country, they're in the music spotlight tonight, coming up next, and then in the second hour. But this is the fifth time. We're going to have to start giving out jackets or something, you know, the five-timers jackets. But this is the fifth time they've made it to the New Music Spotlight, and we couldn't be happier than all get out to have them with us. Now, it is time to draw a name for the winner of tonight's mug. And the way you win a mug, by the way, we're giving them away for the rest of the calendar year. Through 2024, every weekend, we're going to give away a That Kevin Show mug. And you can get the beautiful white one with the black logo and the black trim on the handle and on the inside. Or you can just get the glossy black one with the beautiful white logo. But in either case, they are just gorgeous, gorgeous mugs. And what could be better than to wake up in the morning, come downstairs, open the cabinet, and have this beautiful thing looking at you saying, "Put your coffee in me." Anyway, I'm not telling you whether I have coffee in this tonight or not. That would be against that would violate the principles of sourcing or something. I don't know. Anyway, but hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you once again. Thank you, Lonnie Perkins. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your weekend. Whether you're hearing us on radio or seeing us on television or streaming us on the web somewhere, we have come to that part of the program, my friends, where we are going to have a mugging of New York City-sized proportion. And it is to be of note that I'm holding up these beautiful That Kevin Show mugs in front of the skyline of New York. So it's a literal New York of or mugging of New York-sized city proportions. Anyway, we have so much fun. And yet to come on tonight's show, we've still got an enormous show for you. If you're a regular listener to my daily radio show, you know, for the past couple of weeks, you've been hearing advertisements for this new movie, Unsung Hero. We played you the trailer last week. It's the true life story of the lives of the music artists Rebecca St. James and Four King and Country, two very, very successful and very independent acts. But they all came from the same family. And Helen Smallbone, the mother of Joel and Luke Smallbone, who make up the Four King and Country duo, and the mother of Rebecca St. James. I'm sure she's a Smallbone somehow. I don't know. But her public persona is Rebecca St. James. Anyway, the mom is going to be with us tonight and tell us kind of the backstory of where this movie came from and what the life was like. But if you know anything about them, they came from Australia, came to America under very difficult circumstances, and kind of went through like a trial by fire before they actually, you know, hit it big. The movie's opening this weekend. It's supposed to be doing phenomenally, and we will check in with the Smallbones. And then Four King and Country, they're in the music spotlight tonight. Coming up next, and then in the second hour, but this is the fifth time that we're going to have to start giving out jackets or something, you know, the five-timers jackets. But this is the fifth time they've made it to the New Music Spotlight, and we couldn't be happier than all get out to have them with us. Now, it is time to draw a name for the winner of tonight's mug, and the way you win a mug, by the way, we're giving them away for the rest of the calendar year, through 2024, every weekend, we're going to give away a That Kevin Show mug. And you can get the beautiful white one with the black logo and the black trim on the handle and on the inside. Or you can just get the glossy black one with the beautiful white logo. But in either case, they are just gorgeous, gorgeous mugs. And what could be better than to wake up in the morning, come downstairs, open the cabinet, and have this beautiful thing looking at you, saying, "Put your coffee in me." Anyway, I'm not telling you whether I have coffee in this tonight or not. That would be against that would violate the principles of sourcing or something. I don't know. Anyway, but here's how you do it. If you want to register for your chance to win, just send us an email to thatkevinshow@gmail.com, thatkevinshow@gmail.com. Put in the subject line mug or mugging or something to do with a mug. It doesn't have to be anything exact, as long as the word mug is in there somewhere. I guess you could put the word smug, and it would still count because the word mug is actually in there. Smug mug. You got it. Anyway, send us that email to thatkevinshow@gmail.com. In the email, do this. Tell us.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.